Unit 10, the Titanic. The tragedy of the RMS Titanic has been made into a well-known award-winning film. In the movie, Jack Dawson, Leonardo DiCaprio, and adroit poker player wins two tickets onto the Titanic in a blackjack game. He walks on a gangway into the ship, unaware of its adverse fate. Because he is of lower social class, he wears dowdy clothes and behaves somewhat crudely. Jack meets a girl named Rose when she attempts to throw herself off the stern of the ship, and they immediately fall in love. But Rose, Kate Wilson, is a 17-year-old girl who is forced into an engagement with a 30-year-old fiancé named Calden Nathan, who is the heir to a steel fortune in Pittsburgh. He is opinionated, and snobbish, and throughout the movie, he becomes increasingly embarrassed, jealous, and cruel about Rose's relationship with Jack. His personality is clearly revealed near the end of the film when the Titanic is tragically sinking and people are trying to get onto lifeboats. Women and children are allowed on, but Cal sneaks
surreptitious
glance at the chaos, takes a crying girl, pretends they are family, and sneaks on a lifeboat to safety. The tragedy of the Titanic begins on the fourth day of crossing the Arctic seas. The captain of the Titanic initially draws up a new roundabout course in response to iceberg warnings, which take the ship slightly further southward. Yet he doesn't receive preceding messages from other ships that large icebergs lay in Titanic's path. When a sailor spots the iceberg and admonished his crew for not seeing it earlier, it is too late. The iceberg brushes the ship's starboard side and seawater starts to fill compartments. Yet the electric power plant was operated by the ship's engineers until the end. The imminent danger of the Titanic wasn't manifest. And passengers didn't realize their grave situation. Some managed to board on lifeboats, but the rest fell directly into gelid seawater. They bawled for help. But only two of the 18 launch lifeboats salvaged people. It is surmised that most bodies are still buried within the sea. We find solace, and that they would rest in peace.